Hour number 2.5, I guess you could call it, here on the Weekend Huddle on 102.5 The Game. Connor Newt, Nick Frazier, Christian Skelton here with you. I just stepped outside because I have the mind of a 60-year-old at this point, just to watch the snow. It's coming down out there, folks.
That's the last two breaks I went outside. I was like, guys, this is phenomenal.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
But also, it is nice. I mean, just be safe out there. We're supposed to get this all day. It's coming down. We're supposed to get like 4 inches today, according to local weather services, and then another 2 tomorrow. So we're probably expecting about 6 inches of snow. Sleet is going to be changing here at about
around
1.
6-ish is well, when the freezing rain comes down.
Freezing rain comes down at 1, yeah. I think. So make sure you're safe. I would advise being in a safe spot, not driving in this sleet and ice, because that's very, very dangerous.
Yeah.
I know for a fact I'm going to try and get home before that gets here. Of course, I got to do the Preds game, but I'm going to try and do that. But yes, please just make sure we're being safe. Have fun in the snow. We don't get this very often. Stay warm, and we'll continue to update you on the weather as we continue along here. To start off, hour number 2.5, I guess you could call it. Let's talk a little bit of conference championships. It's a big weekend in football. Over out west, we got a game at Mile High Stadium, which I will continue to call that, even though it's called Empower Field. The Broncos and the Patriots, and then, of course, in Seattle, the Rams and the Seahawks. It should be a fun weekend of conference championship football.
Right before we get to that, our text line kind of blowing up about the Bills and Josh Allen and McDermott with the Raiders.
Yeah.
Well, one of the texts right now, 9777, says, is it just me or the Bills kind of making Josh Allen the villain on this team because of the whole McDermott firing?
I think they're doing anything but.
Oh.
I think they are defending him until the very end, and they're making McDermott the villain.
Interesting.
Well, he's holding him back. That's what they're pushing out.
Well, I think kind of what the texter's trying to get to is, like, because of the moves they're making the national perception of Josh Allen a villain to everybody else, if that makes sense. Because everybody knows it wasn't McDermott's fault. So I get to what the texter's saying there. As for the other texter, talking about the Raiders, 9828, says, McDermott to the Raiders with Mendoza as his quarterback, success.
Yeah. We talked about that last segment.
Yeah.
I think that would make somewhat sense, but as I mentioned, I think the Raiders are waiting for a playoff contending coach currently to get in the building. Chris Shula, maybe. Joe Lombardi, is that his name?
Maybe Nathan Shielhouse. That might be another Nathan name Shielhouse. As well.
Yeah, well, he's free because he was Green Bay's OC.
Shielhouse is with the Rams as their passing coordinator.
Oh.
Yeah. You're thinking of Adam Stinovich?
Yes.
The offensive coordinator.
Yeah. Yep. There's so many names.
Yeah, there are a lot of names out there. Arthur Smith's still out there. Let's remember that one as
Arthur Smith, future Raiders head coach. I don't think he's going to get many head coaching considerations.
Think OC is going to be the lateral job for him.
Probably.
But you were expanding on the AFC, NFC. I'm sorry.
Probably. I fully expect this to be a rematch in the Super Bowl between the Patriots and the Seahawks. I think we're going to get a repeat of that. I think Mike Vrabel... Look, I think the Broncos can hang with the Patriots simply because of the defense that they have, but I just can't bet on a team with Jared Stidham as their quarterback. Drake May is playing like an MVP. You and I have talked about this before. Mike Vrabel makes the most of chaotic wide receiver scenarios, and Stephon Diggs, I think, fits that mold.
Yep.
So I expect you're going to see best on best here. You're going to see New England's offense versus Denver's defense. They're two best areas. I think that's the intrigue in this matchup, but when you got to make Jared Stidham make mistakes, and I think he's highly, highly likely to do that. So I would expect Mike Vrabel to head to a Super Bowl, and quite honestly, maybe this will piss off a few Titans fans. I'm rooting for it because I don't want to watch Jared Stidham play in the biggest game of the year.
Yeah, look, for me, seeing Mike Vrabel take this New England Patriots team to the AFC Championship game and potentially taking them to a Super Bowl and winning it all, if he does win it all, sure, it may be upsetting to some Titans fans. I'm with you, Connor. I'm in the camp of if Mike Vrabel wins the Super Bowl, this is a good thing for Patriots fans. But also, I think it gives closure in some aspects to Titans fans because now they officially know they had their quarterback, their head coach of the future. and they let him slip between their fingers, which I get, and that is a little sour bit of it's a sour note. But to me, that brings closure to a chapter to know that the Titans did make the wrong decision, and that's okay because they have learned to bounce back, hopefully, and just keep moving on. And that's all you can do in life. So, again, brings a little closure and rooting for the Patriots. I think they're a good, well-organized football team. I've mentioned before multiple times this week, Vrabel has taken advantage of all these, I guess, last-place schedules in some aspects, and he's done it really well with the Patriots this year.
Yeah, I think, granted, the schedule has been a little bit easy. Mm-hmm. And look at the quarterbacks they've had to face in the playoff. C.J. Stroud, who is regressing and just does not look good. And then in the first game, I'm blanking on who they played. Who did the freaking Patriots play in?
Let's see. Drawing a blank already.
Am I dumb?
No, I believe it was the, what you call it? The Chargers. Excuse me. Chargers, yeah.
Justin Herbert, who didn't have an offensive line. He was missing his two starting tackles.
Yeah.
Of course. So I don't think they've had to go through a quarterback gauntlet like some of these other teams have. Now you get to play Jared Stidham, which completely adds to my narrative. On the other side, I am wondering if Sam Darnold can beat the allegations of can't win the big game.
Seeing ghosts.
Yeah. And there's another thing. I'm wondering if the oblique injury that he's been dealing with and that we've heard a lot about is going to factor in.
Huge, in my opinion.
Yeah, I agree. But I think this is two pretty evenly matched teams aside from the quarterback position. I would take Matthew Stafford 10 times out of 10 over Sam Darnold, which some podcaster out there would probably disagree with me. But,
yeah,
you know, he's been pushing that narrative for a while. I think that the defenses are comparable. I would give the slight edge to Seattle. I think the offenses are comparable. I would give the slight edge to Los Angeles. So I think this is going to be a hell of a game. This is going to come down to the wire. Ultimately, I think defense wins this one, and I think the Seahawks come out on top.
I'm opposite. I think the Rams come out on top.
And you and Jake both have told me that.
Yeah, the Rams, I think, have a complete backfield. They have a complete wide receiver core. I'd say somewhat of a complete offensive line. Looking at this Seattle team, and I think this is a big component, is the running back room. And you know how I am with the running back position. It's probably one of the more important positions that I would value in an offense.
Seattle's has dwindled.
Not having Zach Charbonnet for the rest of the year because of a torn ACL is huge. There are a lot of, I'd say, behind the sticks runs that that Seattle puts on the running backs, 3rd and 7, 3rd and 6, and they give it to Charbonnet. And he always tends to find the first down marker and then maybe a few yards after that. They don't have that anymore. And I don't think they can continue to get the running production out of Kenneth Walker and having 4 touchdowns like he did last game. I don't think that's possible. I mean, that's just, you're going to have a career game in the playoffs. That's what makes you a staple in the NFL. But I don't know if you can replicate that. And again, to the point about Sam Darnold's oblique injury, hasn't taken any throws this week from what I've read. So, again, he did that last week, the game before. So that against the 49ers. So that's something to look into as well. I just think they're just resting it, going to shoot it up before the game. Takes an hour to just sit in, and he'll be good to go.
615-737-1025 is the phone number. Our phone and text line is driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Let's go to our phone lines. Will has been waiting on the line patiently. Will, go ahead. Okay, I guess
may have dropped there.
Will, he did drop.
Will, you're welcome to call back in. Anyways, I think he was going to talk about Mike Vrabel and probably tell us how wrong we are for pulling for him. But
it's all right.
That's all right. That podcaster I've been talking about probably will too. Maybe in a lot higher, squeakier pitched voice. By the way, unrelated, I love celebrity birthdays.
Thank you.
I think it's great. I care a lot about it a lot. So
thank you very much.
Good job by you and Joe. I think Will's calling back in, so we'll just call.
Yep, he's back.
All right.
Okay.
Will, are you back with us?
I am live and on the air, right?
Yes, sir.
All right, so one of you just made mention, going back to the Vrabel comment, that the Titans had their head coach of the future. Am I the only one that clearly saw that he was not going to be a long-term head coach, whether he left on his own or whether he was fired? He had always been in cahoots with Kraft, and he was always going back to New England. So that he is gone and having success, man, I don't feel the same way because I never looked at him as a long-term coach for the Tennessee Titans. He took us as far as he could go, but through crappy drafts and letting talent go, he depleted the cupboard. We missed our window, but he was always going to New England. So what do you think about that?
Well, Will, here's the thing, man. Like, it's definitely imminent that the New England marriage definitely was going to happen at some point. I just think it happened sooner rather than later. When it comes to Mike Vrabel, I do think if he was given a little bit more roster power, obviously the whole Rand thing taking over, the whole J-Rob firing, that's what spiraled everything. If you just keep the one constant, and I think Amy just got caught in her ways, again, listening to the wrong people and going forward that direction, that's where everything kind of started to fracture. Again, if you just kind of stuck with the tracks, and again, maybe it would have led to something worse, but I'm in the camp that it would have kind of helped. I think everybody goes through trials and tribulations, and it's just, you know, I mentioned earlier about Vrabel with the New England Patriots. He took advantage of a last place schedule, and look at what they're at now. He's a really good coach, well-sounded football coach that knows how to take advantage of I guess, poor opportunities. And when he took over the Titans, it was a poor opportunity turned into a success. And maybe you're right. Maybe there is a point where he did take the Titans to the furthest he could go. But I still think there is a little bit more left on the table for that.
All right, point taken. I don't think he would have had anything more than maybe two more wins with the roster that he was about to inherit before he was let go. I don't know that he could have made a run towards the playoffs with the roster that he inherited when he was let go.
I'll have to agree to disagree, but the fact that you have a guy like Rand Carthon who just
– thank you for the call, Will.
Yeah, appreciate the call, Will. The fact that you have a guy in Kevin Byard that you said, oh, he's too old, you know, a cap casualty, and you move on from him. Look where he's at now. He was with the Chicago Bears this past season, led the NFL in interceptions. I just think there are a lot of good core pieces on that Titans team with Vrabel that, you know, again, you made a great point, too, about – they could have paid those players and kept them and whatever. Again, that's kind of on front office management as well. It's not solely on Vrabel.
I think a lot of this comes from – sorry.
No, please continue.
I think a lot of this comes from the whole Vrabel Hall of Fame thing at Gillette Stadium. It's not like here everywhere else. Or it's not like this everywhere else. So I think that's where a lot of it comes from. Well, he was always going to go to the New England Patriots. Let's not play revisionist history. He took a year off and wanted that Chargers job. He wanted that Chargers job before it was given to Jim Harbaugh. So maybe you could make the argument that he wasn't going to be a Tennessee Titan head coach long term, but I think Amy's decision to fire him was more so on her than it was on his decision to leave.
Yeah, and you now see it now when he's in New England, all the vetoing of trades, if that was the alleged, you know, reports out there that she didn't want any Titans players to go to New England. Guess what? A.J. Brown, that relationship has gone sour in Philadelphia.
Yeah, probably going to be in New England.
Exactly. I think that's eventually going to happen. And again, that's another way, it roundabouts a way, trade for Amy. And it just, I think, will probably make her a little sour. But, you know, you look at this team under Vrabel, I thought they were pretty good. And I thought they had a little bit more left on the table. So, again, to Will's call, appreciate the call. I'm just going to have to agree to disagree on some of these aspects.
I'll leave it on this before we get to where are they now in the next segment. Why can't we be happy for Mike Vrabel?
You're right. Yeah, why not?
Why do we have to have this bitterness that we don't want him to succeed? I understand that maybe he said some things about the Titans job and said some things about your ownership, but to my opinion, I don't think anything he said is wrong. I think he's calling it out, and maybe he is a little bit bitter, but it's over. Mm-hmm. It's done. He's broken up with you. He's moved on. He's moved on to better things. You're the ex now. So why can't you just be happy for him?
And just rebound.
Yeah.
Rebound.
You've got your rebound. Yeah. You've got your next Mike Vrabel, at least on paper.
Yeah.
You've got that fiery defensive coordinator. So why can't you just be happy for your ex? He's obviously getting married now. Maybe he has a kid named the Lombardi Trophy. Why can't you be happy for him?
Two kids.
Three men and a baby.
There you go.
Anyways, 615-737-1025 is the phone number. Final segment here on hour number 2.5 here on the program. We'll do our favorite game, Where Are They Now? Coming up next, Connor Newt, Nick Frazier, Christian Skelton here with you on 102.5 The Game. You light my fire. Oh, it just makes me so happy every single time I hear this song.
Oh, it's old.
It's tremendous. Tremendous content. Welcome back in Weekend Huddle here. I almost called it Weekend Company. I just combined the two.
There is company in the room.
Yes, though. And it is the weekend. So it is a loaded house in here today.
It is.
We got a studio audience.
Yeah. Foo Fighters coming up next.
No, they were last.
Boo! Y'all stink!
Sorry.
Good Lord. Well, that scared me. Sorry.
Good Lord.
National Predators are next. Sorry.
I don't come on your show and do that. I mean,
he stole my mic. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Well, I don't come on his show and do that. That's so okay. Supportive.
It's Boo!
It's just not a thing.
National Predators are next.
Yes, they are.
But first,
everyone's favorite game, aside from celebrity birthdays, who everyone totally cares about. Where are they now? The new revised version, which you all love. We will just go around the room, name career paths, and a snow day version. So without further ado, let's go ahead.
Okay.
Nick Fraser, why don't you go first?
Okay, perfect. We're going to go to hockey.
Because I got to time this stuff out.
Yeah, go ahead. We're going to go to hockey because the Preds are coming up here in a little bit. Drafted by the Nashville Predators. And then playing for the Montreal Canadiens and Chicago Blackhawks.
Drafted by the Preds, you said?
Mm-hmm. Then the Montreal Canadiens.
Shea Weber.
Bingo. Yes.
If I'd have paid attention more, that probably would have been easy, but...
That's okay. You're working back there. It's okay.
I'm working too.
Go ahead, Christian. What do you got next?
Let me pull it up here.
Yes.
Okay, so first up, we've got this guy who played for the Miami Dolphins, the Cleveland Browns, and the New Orleans Saints.
Miami Dolphins.
Did Cruz just say Tom Brady?
For some reason, yes, he did.
Cleveland Browns. So Miami Dolphins, Cleveland Browns, and what was the third team?
New Orleans Saints.
Oh, Jarvis Landry.
You are correct.
Yeah.
How about that, Mr. Frazier?
I would have gotten that, but I'm kind of multitasking.
You're okay.
Here.
I can go again if you'd
like. I think all of us are multitasking, to be fair.
No, I can do it. Hold on. I'll get one. Give me just a second. Okay. Drafted by the Los Angeles Lakers.
Mm-hmm.
Brooklyn Nets. Back to the Lakers. Back to the Nets. Timberwolves, Dallas Mavericks.
Shall we say it at the same time?
You just go ahead.
D'Angelo Russell.
It is D'Lo Russell.
They said D'Angelo Russell, too. So some people in the room knew it.
Man, I'm on it today. Okay. All right, next on my list here, baseball player. Let's go here. Chicago Cubs, Washington Nationals, Boston Red Sox, the Philadelphia Phillies.
Repeat that, I'm sorry.
Chicago Cubs.
Okay.
Washington Nationals,
mm-hmm.
Boston Red Sox,
mm-hmm.
Philadelphia Phillies.
I think I have a guess.
Yeah, go for it.
Unfortunately, I wish the last team you were going to say there is Cincinnati Reds because that's Kyle Schwarber.
You're right.
Yes. He's right.
What a pipe dream.
I forgot
that
he
was
a Red Sox.
Yeah, it was traded in the same year he was with the Nationals. Yeah, it was a quick little trip there. But
that's right.
Okay. So we're doing pretty good. Not too shabby.
How long is this YouTube video? Will you please put that on the screen?
Oh, yes. Hold on.
What you got here, Christian? What do you got for the next player here?
Let me see here. So, we've got a New York Giant, a Cleveland Brown, an L.A. Ram.
Odell Beckham.
Yeah, okay. I didn't have to say the rest.
That was fast.
Forget the Ravens and Dolphins, I guess. Yeah, okay.
Well, interesting.
Good job.
All right. Connor, what you got?
Hold on.
I can go again if you'd
please
like.
Please stand by. No, I can get it.
We're a little bit of a four-corner stall here.
Yes, we are. Yeah. We're all working and trying to be here on the show as well. Okay. Tennessee Titans, Philadelphia Eagles, back to the Titans.
Back to the Titans. Not Tyrone Calico. So Titans, Eagles, Titans. Oh,
A.J. Brown?
Javon Kearse. Yeah, there we go.
No, A.J. did not come back to the Titans.
Hey, he may. You never... I'm just kidding.
I
honestly did not know Javon Kearse ever played for the Eagles. Maybe that's just me being young, but I had no idea that ever happened.
It was when everyone got blown up. It was the same year.
Okay.
Was that 2005? 2003?
Three.
Yeah. Did he end in 2005 with the Eagles?
No, he played with the Eagles from 2004 to 2007 and then came back to the Titans for one more year from 2008 to 2009.
Yeah, that's right. All right, next on the list here is, Seattle Seahawk, 49er, and then a Buccaneer.
I almost said Richard Sherman, but he was never a Buccaneer, I don't think.
Yes, he was.
Unless he was and I forgot.
Yes, he was. It's Richard Sherman.
It is Richard Sherman. Look at you guys.
I talked myself out of it. How about that?
I almost did. Yeah, there you go. All right, Christian.
We got a baseball player now.
Oh.
The Oakland A's, New York Yankees, Cincinnati Reds.
Sonny Gray.
Minnesota. Wow. Okay, no.
Wow. That was...
I don't like it when you cut me off. I'm just kidding. Yeah, I would have cut him off, too.
I don't love it when you go over. That's pretty
good. Live, pal.
We're live, pal. All right. Let's see here.
Hold on. I'm, like, trying to look them up as I'm working.
You're good.
I'm sorry, everyone.
You're working.
You're working. Wow. I apologize to the random noises I'm making. All right. Detroit Pistons, Milwaukee Bucks, Washington Wizards.
Detroit Pistons, Milwaukee Bucks.
I think the only Detroit Piston I can name is Cade Cunningham.
Yeah.
The only one ever in history.
I'm with you on that.
Ever?
Is it not Isaiah Thomas.
Well, Cade Cunningham is currently on the Pistons.
Uh-oh. So it's backwards there, Christian.
Oh, yeah. Well, that wasn't an official guess. That was just me saying I don't – that's probably the only two Pistons I can name. So that was me taking myself out of the running. Yeah. Sorry.
Wow. I don't know about this one either.
It is Chris Middleton.
Oh, I forgot about Chris Middleton.
I did not know he started with the Pistons.
Didn't he play for the Raptors at one point? No?
No.
Think somebody else? I guess I
think you're thinking of, gosh, what was that guy's name? Siakam? Is that you're thinking
Pascal
of Pascal Siakam?
Yep. Maybe
similar kind of players, in my opinion.
All right, if we move quickly, we can get another round.
All right, you guys ready for this one?
I'll
make it quick for you. Italian, and let's see, going to the NBA, a New York Knicks, a Denver Nugget, Los Angeles Clippers, Oklahoma City Thunder, Atlanta Hawks, Washington Wizard, Detroit Piston, Milwaukee Bucks. And he's now playing overseas.
Wow.
He was in a monumental trade by the New York Knicks.
Who was he drafted by?
The New York Knicks.
Okay.
Veteran player now, for sure. 08 draft, if that helps.
08 draft.
First round, 6th overall pick. Small forward, power forward. Jersey numbers were 8, 12, and now 88.
88.
Yeah, it's a European thing.
It's not Carmelo Anthony.
Was involved with the trade, though.
I was about to say, it's definitely not Melo.
No, Melo played for the Nugs.
Let's remember, this guy's Italian. Was involved with the trade for Carmelo Anthony.
Frank Ntilikina.
No. Oh, come on, guys. You got this.
Why am I not knowing this?
Come on.
I give up.
Yeah. Well, anyways. Danilo Gallinari.
Oh, of course.
Ah.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
I think that's enough for today.
Indeed.
All right. Well, this is a fun show.
Indeed.
Snowmageddon is approaching. Please, please, please don't prove I'm right.
If you're going to the Preds game,
safe out there.
Drive safe.
If you're going to the Preds game and you need something to listen to, Preds pregame show with Max Hurst is coming up next. But for Nick Frazier, for Christian Skelton, my name is Connor Newt, saying so long. We'll see you Monday, filling in for next man up as Jake Lyman is stranded in the Himalayas. But for all of them, we say so long. This has been the Weekend Huddle on 102.5 The Game. Preds pregame show with Max Hurst coming up next.
See ya. Yesterday's too long ago.